Well, where's Doug? Oh, he's out looking
right
for
here,
coal.
Right here. Right.
Doug and Mobius are
I'm right here. Don't make
for me. Got it. Include us.
We've got to shut the door. We've got to show.
Really? Shut the door. We can't get the frost.
Behind the frost. I'm in the other door.
In the other frosted door.
God damn it.
It's in the door of the frost show.
What?
What?
Giant frost.
It's a door made out of the frost. We are taking over the show. This show is our show.
All right.
We're not going up there. Give it away.
Okay. We barricaded ourselves in here at the studios at KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley. We're broadcasting. Is there anybody out there? Gabrofram, Duel, and Glass Madness have taken over the show.
We've lined up some of the amplifiers and the furniture out there to keep
the numbers 848-4425
in the 5-10 area.
We've got our laser gun weapons.
We've
got a case of Uzis and a bottle of seltzer.
You've
got to
get us out of here. Save those of us that are being held hostage.
Many people would like to debate the difference between the actual stopping power of the 380 automatic.
They're eating meat and jello.
Let's talk about breach chamber pressure.
Yeah, they're not only that. They're like being mean to each other. They've been calling us names. Please save us from these hideous.
Hello.
Can you save us?
Yes, this is the savior.
This is the savior of the hierarchy.
Can we all jump all over the guy?
Yes, and I jumped up and down and up and down all over the middle of him until he turned into a little puddle of goo. Mushy goo.
That's what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's in,
sorry, Mushy, Mr. Mushy Goo.
Flavors. For you.
The
listener of discernment.
This is going to be hard.
Ah. And then the voices fade away. And only those few are left that can scale the mighty mountain. And there the show is, perched upon top of this mighty mountain, ensconced in its golden throne, from which it will use like a gantry to escape from its earthly constraints. Taking you, the listener, with it over the hills of Berkeley, California. Ah, yes, how leisurely it will be when you and I are together on the pleasure ships. How wonderful when those sexy Cthulhu-like sex goddesses caress us in not a fraternal way, but not a maternal way.
But a microbial way.
Right. With all of their tentacles.
Leftover sex goddess boxes here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's good to have the leftover boxes.
I think while the last show guy can't hear me, I gotta say, man, he just drove all the callers away.
Man, no kidding, and it's left that stenchy smell in the room.
Okay, we'll change sound effects. That'll make everything different.
Yeah, okay, now it sounds like an excellent time to perform a hard edit there. Hardwired edit. Okay, yes. Somehow. Yes, yes. There's a caller. In the
really?
Air.
No
caller.
I don't think so.
That's too bad.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to rummage around in my mind here.
I'm rummaging in my bag of tricks. That's an interesting cover. I like that cover. Is that what got your eye?
No, probably not.
What is it? What's the title?
I had a girlfriend with a bathing suit
Boss
like that one time.
Stones. The Electro Bossa songbook
that went all the way from the front to around to the back.
Stones.
Hmm.
Well,
Okay, then.
Well, this week, one grand prize winner will receive an original piece of show art.
Shart?
Shart. Oh, no, not that one again.
Jeez.
Oh. Why is it so difficult?
Show's always difficult like this. Did you see Frank Chu with Vice President Cheney?
Yes, yes.
How did that work?
It worked great. Cheney was, I saw him at the Obama inauguration ceremonies in the city. And creaky, but powerful as always.
Well, that's how some of us view it these days, is simply because it's easier to stay at home in our warm little jammies, snug by the fire, while the death and destruction goes on around us.
Hey, it's what I'm paying for, so...
Secure in our little domicile, at least in our minds.
Nice, huh? We're all in Philo's domicile now. The entire Earth has joined the Overman in bed. Come on, pass that... Pass that show implement, please. Sorry. Should never try to do too much show at once.
You don't help their guy.
Yeah, you can't help them. You can't help them. You got to bring them up on their own. You got to let them raise themselves. You know, they've got all these conditions they have to meet. There's standards of excellence. Quality.
What you're watching right now are the sex goddesses that have come down to lift us up to the other side.
And they've really had to do a lot of studying, a lot of training, a lot of sacrifice. You can tell they've done it.
Oh, there we go. And church air. They gave everybody a little bit of church air.
And they have their mystery pants on. You could say they're putting on the glitz, or maybe just putting on the ritz. Is that
There's
right?
There's a church air machine say? There. Anybody can have a hit on the way to, whether you go to see the sex goddesses or not. Yep.
There's no conditional.
Nope. Man, it's just like constant oldies radio.
Ah, there it is. There it is.
I like that stuff. I like anything with bowling in it.
Yeah, me too.
And where you put your retarded brother in the video.
Yeah.
And you have and the beautiful...
You put your brother in there and you've got both. And you need a few pin crashes, though. I hope there's a pin crash in here.
I hope so, too, man.
If not, that could ruin it for me. I like the video, though.
A year ago, K-Rob was doing his bus rides on Chicken John's bus.
Wow.
And these headphones make everything sound like you're in a tin can.
Those were the great old days, and then before that were the good old days.
We went to bowling alleys and roller skate alleys.
Pretty good old days. Yeah, I didn't even go on one of those trips.
I've been, apparently, they may start again here soon.
That was a busy time in my life. So we've time-sliced our lives into smaller and smaller segments. Most of which are connected with obligatory functions. You know what I'm saying?
A day in the life of the Overman.
You know what I'm saying?
He's always out in the desert trying to talk to the aliens.
Trying to talk to the aliens. Trying to disguise the secrets of
come
the
here,
desert.
Come here, little trees.
Don't look for that ancient civilization. Don't look for the source marker that was there once before
Cue
the
ancient
aliens
civilization
destroyed
music.
It.
Okay, let's go
See,
back to that.
See, that's what the aliens are looking for. You don't realize that, Posley.
What?
They're looking for that thing that was destroyed in the desert, and it's not there anymore for them to find that marker.
What thing?
That thing that that other alien destroyed. Some people thought it was an adobe, a remnant of some ancient adobe, some civilization from beyond, that was even older than the hills. Had been there even before the geologic formation on which it had been built was there. So old, so old. And yet,
so easily destroyed by one alien.
So easily destroyed by one alien. And then the rest of the aliens come back. Of course, they don't realize that that alien was actually a human in disguise.
Oh, no. You mean a human had snuck into the alien system?
Or something like that. Okay, so I should have brought my equipment laundry. Since we've got these washing machines in the hallway, I could have washed my laundry. My laundry. Ah. It's got these washing machines out here. What are these here for?
The little alien suits.
Ah. Well. Okay.
They're really heavy here, but we'll just
I'm going to put my suits in there, too. Uh-oh. How was us supposed to go?
It's ancient times again. I'll just shoot these guys. They don't have any idea what guns are.
Yeah. Now we can get back to washing our alien pants.
Oh! What are you
doing? Laundry day's busy here.
Yeah, your pants are full of lead. Ah, yes. Strange.
Should we camp out at the show? Sometimes we'll do it from out here in this field.
Yeah. Have you noticed this field's like a big yard? Like somebody manicures it? A large yard? This looks like a yard farm. This reminds me of the old days when we used to camp out on the yard at the yard farm. It was a farm that was just their job was to grow yards. And then every now and then somebody would come in and actually cut the yard up into little squares, load it on a truck, and take it away. And then they'd grow another yard on that yard's place, that old yard. Just an unending cycle of yard after yard after yard. It was so huge that you could visit the middle of it, and it was like being on this massive... Don't struggle, fella. Come on. You can make it.
You could
you
pretend
should,
to
don't
call
drag your legs behind you like that. Yeah, you could pretend
you
to
could
call
pretend
us.
Pretend to call.
At 510-848-4425.
It's less
you can
pretend
call from anywhere in the world as long as you're willing to foot the bill.
Come on.
Please call direct. It's actually cheaper anyway.
Just
remember, you'll have a smaller carbon footprint if you call direct than if you try to call
Collect
or use some other kind of third-party transaction. You can help the planet by calling now at 848-4425 in the 510 area code. You can't save the planet by calling that number. I mean, right now, and then within the next 10 minutes or so, maybe by the end of the show, but we'll see. You know, you can help the planet, though. That's the important thing now, is we're all in it to help.
Which means, of course, if you don't call, it means you probably hate the planet.
Yeah, it's proof you hate the planet.
Yeah,
and you hate the new administration.
Yeah, so
that's proof
you
that you are
dropped the ball here in what we're all going to have to do while we suffer for the new millennium.
Yes,
because we're all going to suffer together, and if you don't call, then
if you
I don't know how we can do that.
We're going to suffer
because we're making you suffer now. So why not call and help
the
us?
The conspiracy
remember?
Will make sure that you suffer and you get no slack. The conspiracy is designed to suck the slack out of you. You may not even know what slack is, but you'll know what it is
and
when you don't have it anymore.
And you are the first caller to receive slack from the Overman.
Did you play Crazy Train?
Can we play Crazy Train?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to harsh your mellow play Crazy here Train? Do the show while you wanted to hear Crazy Train.
Come on, man. Don't you have Crazy Train?
Okay, I'm going to go back in the stacks and find Crazy Train.
Okay. Can we play the Ozzy Osbourne with Dweezil Zappa version of Crazy Train?
Here's the train part.
I had a train, it was crazy, and I called it Crazy Train.
Or how about the... Oh, I know. How about the Pat Boone version of Crazy Train? Have you heard that one? I love it.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Go on.
Are you ready to rock? Okay, so we're going to have Crazy Train is coming up here in just a few minutes. What about that old version of Crazy Train that was by, who was it? Oh, no, that was Whiskey Train by Procol Harum. Remember that one? That was a good one.
Yeah.
We're going to ride that Whiskey Train. Now, that could be what made the Crazy Train crazy was too much whiskey. So it went from being like just regular train.
Right.
To
completely nutty
sort
train.
Sort of a little whacked out train.
Oh,
and then like
gradual.
Then it went into Crazy Train.
Wow.
Or no, then it went into Whiskey Train.
Right. A Whiskey
then
Town.
Then it went into Crazy
town.
Train.
Right.
Pulled into Whiskey Town. Became the Whiskey Train.
Got lost in Secretville.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I do. Of course I do. We're on the air.
The caller should agree.
But the caller just went away.
What?
Scared.
What?
Lonely,
are you scared?
Cold. Wandering off in the darkness.
Callers, you chicken little callers.
Floating around on little donuts.
I mean, not little collar.
Yeah.
You chicken little. No, you're running around. What did chicken little do? Except cry and wheedle and moan and bellyache all the time. And not call.
Is he done complaining?
And who cared? Who, chicken little?
Yeah,
he's done.
Yeah.
They stuck a fork in him. And we ate him. Because chicken is good no matter how you cook it. And everything tastes like chicken. If you cook it the right way. Even that strange, strange mystery meat that's made out of someone's organs.
Organ meat?
Organ meat.
Yeah, it's getting real serious here in the religious stuff.
Yeah. This internet's a strange, strange thing. You know, I think it's going to catch on. I really think it's going to be a hit.
People's fantasies these days,
I think it's going to be a hit. I'm going to go to www.internet.com and see what happens.
Maybe you should invest in the internet.
I think I will. I'm going to put a few dollars in that company.
Internet Inc.
Yeah. I think I'll see if they'll let me capitalize a few shares of stock.
And so, Violet became a gazillionaire. Overnight.
If only we had listened to his brilliance.
I could have bought the internet when it was cheap. I could have had a few shares of that thing when they were just like a couple pennies each. One time I had like $150, shares of the internet were 2 cents each. I was going to splurge and buy all that. Now they're like $2 zillion each. Think how rich I could have been if only I'd done that. Dang. That bums me out that I forgot about doing that time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we shouldn't
know. If I had a nickel for every time I forgot about what it was going to do to get rich, man, I'd be rich now.
That one time. If you'd just done it differently that one time.
If I had a nickel for every get-rich scheme I've blown, man, I'd be rich.
Yeah, we're counting the nickels now. 1, 2, 3.
See, it's a big stack. It's going to take you a while.
2003,
18,000, 18,000, 47.
Use this stack over here. Just buy a money counting, a nickel counting machine.
Gazillion. Okay, I'm finished.
So he bought a nickel counting machine. Unfortunately, it wouldn't count any other type of coin.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the nickel 2 years later was
did it reject the other coins?
It wouldn't count a penny or a dime. It would only count a nickel. So then he had to have all of the money, all the other coins changed into nickels.
Damn it.
Just to be able to count them.
not working.
Here, Mr. Bank Teller, would you give me nickels for all these random coins? I don't want anything but nickels. I want to change this stack of stuff into nickels.
I used to take my change to casinos to get dollars.
That's a good idea. I got them.
They would even do pennies, even though, you know, there's nothing that uses a penny in a
But they
casino.
Got penny machines, and they want they want you to spend them.
Yep. So I walk in, drop in the change, and then walk out.
Yeah, the last time I did that thing at the 7-Eleven where you put the money in the change machine and it counts your money for you.
Oh, see, but that thing
that
takes
cost
like
me
8%.
Like, yeah, it took 8. I mean, I got like $120, and then it took like $10 or $12.
Yeah,
though.
That ain't right.
That wasn't right at all. That made me really lose my faith
furious?
In my fellow man. Was I furious? No, I really was glad to have all that big bag of change gone.
Good point.
And I was willing to pay a certain amount. I knew it, they weren't going to do that for free anymore. That's amazing.
There are some banks that still do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got bags.
Like they actually have a change machine where you can just...
I wish I had.
Because
I've got bags, man.
Friends.
I got so many bags
of
nickels in my basement. Man, I wish I had a nickel for every bag of nickels I have. I've been
rich. That's a lot of nickels. Let's count them.
1, 2... 18 gazillion. Okay, I'm done.
We got the nickel counting machine, though.
That's right. Yeah. That's so. Right. You want to use the nickel counting machine, come on down at KPFA.
No, don't come down. Just call us.
Oh, call
KPFA.
For the nickel counting machine.
We'll put your name on the nickel counting machine waiting list.
You'll put the phone next to the nickels.
There we go. And here are the keys to the nickel
Now, if you go out on the internet, go to Google, and at Google chat, 5 and hit enter and see how many 5s are on the internet.
Let me check that out right now for you there, sir.
So is there any bottles of wine left over there? Oh no, she wasn't here.
That's crazy. Yeah, that only happens during
that's a
special show.
13,250,000,000 fives on the internet.
13 billion fives on the internet?
13,250,000,000.
Wow, just think about that. There's fewer fives on the internet than there are dollars in the bailout package.
How many threes are there? There's more threes, 15 billion.
There's fewer. If you take all the number of threes and the number of fives on the internet, stack them up, they're still smaller than the upcoming stimulus package.
Well, that's going to help everyone, isn't it? Because the more money we put in circulation, the less dollar is worth.
They have more money there that they're going to pump into the economy with an economy pump. I've seen those things. Have you seen them? Man, they're amazing.
Yeah, they have Walgreens. I saw one.
Yeah,
it's
the economy pump.
A little basement-sized one.
Yeah, the little basement-sized economy pump. You can, like, pump up your own home economy with it.
Yeah, dump
pump. You just set it outside your house and plug it into your front door. And then you go outside and you fill it full of money, and it just pumps into your house and pumps up your home economy.
It's Those are so expensive, cool. So I got an arm on that, you know, so I don't have to pay for it, like, for 6 years.
Yeah, but you still owe it.
Yeah.
You just don't have to pay it.
Just a big balloon payment in six years. I mean, that makes the most
sense. That makes
sense,
a lot of sense.
Because I'm not earning any money right now, so.
Yeah, well, you will, though, in six
years. Right,
you'll
6 years,
a man,
I'll
you'll
be
a millionaire.
Yeah.
You'll be
I
a millionaire.
Of time.
You're on the road to being a millionaire in 6 years.
I am.
You're just getting a little bit of a slow start.
It's very slow. It's
but
reverse,
in a,
actually.
When that balloon payment hits, you're just going to laugh and laugh because you're going to say, hey, man,
I got it
I'm
all figured
a millionaire.
Out. Right.
I can pay that baby. Bring it on. Not
don't
only
let,
that,
don't
I
mess
can
with me.
Pay it with the interest I make off being a millionaire. Okay, here, I'm typing the number fives again into the internet. I'm trying to come up with the... I kind of understand this. If they got more numbers in the bailout package that are on than are numbers on the internet, where do they get these numbers? How can they get them
they
so big?
Them. What? What's
How
the
can they make them so big? if they're not even on the internet. It's like a number that doesn't
even
exist.
You can go anywhere in this country, and there are big piles of numbers.
You count up all the ones, all the twos, all the threes, all the fours on the internet.
They just made up that number.
And you finally get up to the zeros.
It was sitting on the park bench.
You should be able to come up with all the money in the bailout package. Or at least in the stimulus package, or one of the packages. You should be able to look at one of those packages and say, okay, it's worth this much, and okay, I'm going to type that much into the internet, and you should have that many numbers at least, right? Doesn't that make sense? I mean, is that out of line to think that way?
No.
That's logical. You know?
No.
And I don't know why our, you know, our, why we can't count on that, you know? Why? Why do we have to wait? Hey, look. There's something up there.
The one song that everybody wants in the world.
This is,
it has your name on
this
it.
Is Crazy Train?
You see it? Up there on the top shelf. What is this?
It's an old jacket.
Somebody found it of yours?
Yeah. I left it to the station like 6 months ago.
Wow, and they found it. How'd they know it was yours?
Oh, because I bet it was Eddie. He comes in after me.
You've been sleeping. Somebody's been sleeping on that jacket, man.
Yep, that's right. All of the.
Well, this isn't Crazy Train, but this will work.
No, this is like what it's the song. What the song that everybody asks for forever, always.
Yeah, Freebird. Firebird.
Firebird. Yeah. Yeah, the thing you're thinking of is when people are yelling at concerts. That's Stan Freberg. They mean the comic.
The comedian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have?
We'll just go back to the basics here for a minute.
Okay. Who does this song, by the way?
She's in on my YouTube video of what is it called? The name Moonlight.
Across the whatever.
Yeah. So tonight at someplace there's something, but I forget. It's like Valkyrie the movie. It's like KPFA the station, 94.1. It's like KPFB the station, 89.3. It's like KFCF the station, 88.1. And KZFR, 90.1. It's like KPFA.org around the world. Little Dollar, South Africa. There are all kinds of...
They're
Israel,
all over the place.
They're all over the place. Norway, Denmark, Germany.
Where the elderly wear hot pants.
Yeah, no. What kind of pants were those earlier you were talking about?
Those were some kind of...
I forget.
I can't remember now.
Yeah, it's...
I can't remember. There's evidence... And it's strange.
Hmm.
Really?
Elderly people with blue hair wearing hot pants.
Hot pants.
Caller, what are you doing up at this hour?
Tell me what are you on? Why are you up?
What are you on? Yeah, that's
what are you on?
That's what the overman always wants.
Making the tails of your schnauzers droop.
That's kind of scary.
A droopy schnauzer tail. A droopy schnauzer tail. So what are you doing to threaten these poor animals in such a aggressive way? Does it have to do with the bad acid or the brown acid? Or any acid, for that matter.
Acid jazz.
It's the giant maple keys that come spiraling from the sky.
Skyborne
maple keys.
Spiraling.
Is there such a thing as acid jazz?
Keys. Yeah,
these,
there is.
These are keys. Yeah. These are keys that unlock doors made of maple.
Oh, in the drugstores and
no, it's a maple lock.
Did you listen to the list
of
the young lady read? I mean, you must have listened to it a bunch of times. And it's spiraling.
It's
I figured out what I was doing wrong the other day. So
well,
I'll give
they can't be dragged
with the instructions from Commander 14.
I'm Commander 14.
Commander 14 and his instruction booklet.
Broadcast that. So I guess they'll be coming up with a new tape soon, or tape loop, or
oh really.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, I asked them. I sent a memo out, and they said maybe. That's the thing with this agency. They don't really tell you yes or no. They always say maybe.
Oh, so, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they can be weaned prematurely, but they can't be circumcised without sedation.
You know, you have a good point there, caller.
Thank you.
Very strange.
What kind of world is this, anyway? Well, that's it.
Tell me.
Did you see Ima Sumac buying nail polish at the Glass Vulture Merchant Plaza? Last weekend?
I just suddenly got who this is. It's the Our False Cowboy Dave.
Ima Sumac?
Even Amy Camus?
No. Wait,
even
wait,
sounds
wait.
A little bit like
Amy
Cowboy Dave.
I'm sorry.
We'll have Stang run it.
That was
the
her actual birth moniker.
Her birth moniker. Some people said that.
Away.
Was that proven, or is that just a Wikipedia fact?
No, that was just
fact.
A Wikipedia. Octave it was range. Disproven, actually.
Ima Sumac.
Yeah, so that is strange indeed, and something just happened here. I did something.
Hot pants.
There it is. Yes, hot pants indeed.
All right, this is what I'm thinking. Okay, when you say hot pants, this is kind of where I go with this.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, hot. Here's hot.
Right.
And then there are pants.
There. And then you just add the pants.
Right.
Duh.
It's as easy as that, caller. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now you have the hot pants on, which means you
No,
are,
no, no, no. The elderly should wear the hot pants.
I know, no, but you can play the elderly because of the 848-4452 rules. And then your legs are now aflame.
Hola, hola, Isabel.
I think you're thinking about the hot pants.
I was. You're right. Appendages. I was thinking too much about the hot, not the pants.
Not temperature, but
have
I was thinking spicy.
You were thinking like exotic or erotic.
What's the difference?
Good point.
What's the difference?
Just a letter.
Just a letter. One simple
R and
I'm
X.
Just writing a letter home, okay?
You could
That's
make,
all I'm doing.
You could make them the
dear
same.
Margaret.
Dear Margaret, everything is great in the war. We are fine. Nobody is on the streets. Soon we will come home with victorious.
No, you're not really writing that. I can tell you're just saying it while you scribble on a piece of paper. You're just making it look like you're writing. But the letters you're scribbling on the paper are just scribble, scribble, scribble.
No,
it's sort of like you're just pretending like you're writing.
Oh, I see. It's up
there
on the monitor.
Because the video's down right now.
It's actually drooling lava onto the paper.
Okay. Dear Margaret, I'm drooling lava on this letter because I miss
you. It's not real lava. It's lava soap. It's lava soap.
You're really into reality right now,
soap.
Philo. What's going on?
Real lava.
It's lava soap. They've been chewing on the lava soap from the lavatory. If you go in the lavatory now and use that lava soap, you'll see it has a big bite out of it.
It wouldn't matter if you drooled the lava onto your hot pants.
Please tell those people laughing behind you this is no funny thing.
Now, would it?
This is the sad music.
This is the tragic hot pants story.
How sad.
And it's not
it
funny.
It is tragic.
Don't laugh at the hot pants.
Not funny!
Look.
No, I can't.
Seriously,
her balls
no,
are
seriously.
Hanging out of her
no.
hot pants.
No, seriously.
That's tragic.
Please, no laughing.
That's what tragedy is. When the hot pants are so short that you can see her balls.
I think you got your genders mixed up here. Am I thinking wrongly here? I
Not those kind of balls, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's sick.
I'm sorry.
That's sick. Yeah. Get your mind out of the gutter. Good
Lord. I'd like to apologize to the listeners on behalf of thinking about balls.
That's so sick.
You can't say that on the radio.
I didn't say it on the radio. You just heard me through the phone thing. On the radio,
man,
it's actually
if I catch somebody
out
around here saying that on the radio, I'm good. That's what they mean. I mean, if just by coincidence they use a word that's similar to something or has a different
like
meaning, that within another context, just could be used within some other context, then obviously there could be a mitigating circumstance.
Are we going to have to call in the lawyers for this again?
You have to bring into consideration. And which could, as a result of the aforementioned litigation that would ensue from the pressure put upon said parties, we should stop talking about it now, as our lawyers have recommended. So, that being said,
we're going to have to repeat that entire segment. I think the lawyers have decided.
I think we're going
to
excise that and put it into the along with the 18 minutes from the Nixon, tapes. So it'd be missing, you know, we're going to put it into the missing bucket. So, oh, honey pie. And that's what we do here at KPFA.
It's all about honey pies.
KPFB in Berkeley.
Oh, sorry,
yeah.
There's that guy.
Surprise you there.
Fresno.
So you have to be careful when you're approaching the show.
KPFA.org. Online, on the internets. The webs. The interwebs. You can go out there, and it's really a popular place to go all of a sudden. Seems like
a
lot of people are going to really start using the internet. I think they like it for some reason. That's why I want to buy some stock in it. I think it's going to be a winning thing.
KPFA has 50 followers
on Twitter.
You
should remember that's what you heard.
What does that mean? You mean
when it takes off,
listening
to
the show right now?
No, just people who have subscribed.
Oh, just in general, yeah.
Have subscribed to the
50 whole cute.
Subscribe to the internet, the interwebs.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Okay, I'm following. I'm in line. Ow. Don't shock
the last time they wrote anything
collar.
Was July 17th. Of
I won't wear the shock collar. I'll wear the shock. I'll let you put the shock prod.
Well, if you don't wear it, then I don't know.
Exactly.
Exactly. Just,
you know
just
where
like
the aliens
ancient,
put
the
cattle
subgenius
prods.
Curse, which was if I can't whoop it, I'll go down. That's exactly what that collar was just expressing. One of the most ancient of truths.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that aliens developed anal probe technology from cattle prod technology.
I'm going to jump in my battle jitney and we'll see you later.
Your battle jitney? Yeah.
My Herkimer battle jitney.
Is Herkimer battle jitney?
Is this imported from Pakistan? Or?
Yes. He's from on site. At the center of the action. Our man on the street. Reporting to you the latest news, bringing live to you the battle action.
News, the way you want to hear it.
Where the battle axes themselves are being employed to axe the heads of the enemy.
A talking head talking to you.
They were talking once, shouting their filthy obscenities, disgracing our mothers and fathers.
Morality of this nation has gone into the toilet.
And for you, we'll save it for the children.
Bring it.
We and you together will save it. A few may have to die, but it's all for the children in the long run.
Those damned children.
Some of you have animals. In that
children,
case,
animals.
They're surrogate children. And so we include them with our nomenclature, our slogan, our motto, our mission.
Manifesto.
It's for the children. And all of those surrogate children, too.
Children's children.
Some of
they're
those
tiny.
Some
children.
Of those maybe cats. Some could be dogs, even
tiny dog.
Some
children.
Could even be lizards. Some could be donkeys.
Lizards could be children of dogs.
Why, yes, you can. We'll accept every type of child in the surrogate children role for which we will now apply. It's for the children. You need to spread your palms open as you say that to prove your sincerity. Otherwise, we'll strike you down as an infidel. You must prove yourself with appropriate credentials. Turn the heat up. Wow.
Yeah, I'm pleased to report the temperature's gone up 50 degrees here since last week.
Wow.
50.
It's now 22.
Wow. So you're calling from Chicago,
you're calling,
right?
From Alaska.
You're the Chicago caller. Do you see that guy on the internet?
Oh, there he is.
The interwebs?
Internuts.
Yeah.
Dude.
You got that map there?
Yeah.
We actually have map. That,
we have
that
a map.
Where the IP
studio,
addresses
actually.
Of the people that... That listen on the internet.
Right into my home in good old Aurora.
Yep, same
it's
wave.
It's amazing. It's a really cool thing. We can drill anywhere into the world, and it goes into like a Google map of where that IP address is.
That's wonderful.
It's so cool.
How close does it get? Is the city or?
No, I think
right
it
to
just
the house.
Gets to like you
right
know
the
maybe
domicile,
the router.
Right to the building.
The server, probably the server.
All right.
You know,
right to your bedroom.
Yeah, bouncing off the. Yeah.
If that's where your computer is, of course.
Whoever your IP provider's, you
right
know, local
to the
server.
Tail hitch on
probably
your
that's the
boat.
Location.
The inimitable Comcast.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right up the garbage disposal if you want to.
But it is more distributed than like a single
right
location.
The,
it's you
right
know,
in we can turn yeah. the
multiple,
security cameras
we'll multiple locations in cities. And some of them are at the edge
camera
of inter- of
if you watch we can
residential
camera
neighborhoods
or
and things.
Watch
yeah.
them in aggregate.
We can tell
and we can do that with
kind of
all the houses
local router.
In a one yeah. block area around
you. And then you know the feds are collecting those IPs so they know where to bomb next.
Well, they've got a lot bigger database than we do.
Yeah,
more money
well,
too.
They won't need to bomb. They've already got your mind.
That's true.
What do they need bombs for if they can just change your mind?
Yeah.
I mean, what a clean bomb that is to bomb your mind with enough propaganda that they just change the way you think.
And others studied and participated.
It's so much cleaner. You save so much energy and resources. And you're going to need some slaves. I mean, who's going
to...
Once you acquire the contents of the mind and the action of the individual, then you can harness it into the slave labor that's which you so richly deserve.
Okay, here we go.
Stand by remote.
Yep, here we go.
You won't be hearing any
prepare
of this.
To shoot
everything you've been listening to is subliminal below.
He's
so
going to get shot up.
There he goes. And good stuff, huh?
Evidence radio show.
He got shot up.
Control. That one sounds great.
Shut right in.
Just a little bit.
It's 4:15. It's 4:15 on the Puzzling Evidence Show. With your host, Puzzling Evidence.
Well, that's the point.
And your co-host.
Back the mind to a floating or
that guy.
Flying.
Wow, it's
but
working.
He's not here.
I feel really.
Who's your other co-host?
And your other co-host.
Me.
And your other co-host.
Why are they here?
Here.
Why has their
and
evil been turned loose upon
other,
the earth?
Other co-host.
Yep. That's the question you have to ask yourself when you listen to the show.
Fly him.
We do every day. Oh, oops, what?
Now you
have to share everything. It's the new internet
to send messages and share videos.
Share messages and share stampages and gummages.
As I wish.
Come on, Bob. Wake up to the new world. You can't control the internet, Bob. And then Bob
I doubt whether such art is meant for immortality.
Okay.
benediction at the inauguration on Tuesday where the guy kept quoting song lyrics.
Yeah, Ed Cheney.
Yeah. That was fascinating. Just dragging out every obscure blues song you could think of.
Who was that?
Are you talking about the inoculation?
Yeah, the Reverend Lowry at the inoculation, the grand inoculation of America.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think I liked it. I did like it. I liked it all. I thought it was great. I'm on the board. I'm on board.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
KPFA.
This is KPFA. How can we help?
How are you doing this morning, my brother?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We thought you were sleeping or something.
I am sleeping.
Well, wake up.
This is my unconscious.
Wake up, America.
My unconscious mind speaking to you through the medium of transmediation.
Excuse me? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
We're here.
Go ahead,
okay,
Colin.
Okay, what was that last song? Who was that last song?
That was Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne.
Are you talking about the... Was that... That one? No, that was... are you talking
parts
about...
Of Lost in Space.
That was who?
That was a Lost in Space soundtrack.
Lost in Space soundtrack.
Wow. Yeah,
Lost in Space.
Remember the show Lost in Space in the, when was that, 60s?
Yeah.
Mid-60s. Okay,
who was the artist, baby?
Was it mid-60s?
That was Irwin Allen.
Well, Irwin Allen?
That was,
yeah, the producer. Well,
that was the producer. Yeah. That wasn't
okay,
the
so what are you playing now? Wake up.
What is
it? Oh, this is a friend of mine. His name is,
Well, I'm Amina.
Edmund Wells.
And
his
I'm
album
Amina.
Is called Tooth and Claw. He's a... Done in Oakland.
Oh, this
I'm
is
just
great.
Trying to okay, what are you playing now?
This is Edmund Wells.
Yeah, Edmund Wells.
He's from Oakland.
Yeah, he does many layered compositions like this.
Okay, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, I like what you're doing. I'm just listening to music, talking to my boyfriend.
Yeah, you're romantic, you say?
I'm romantic?
Is no, that what that's said? What I thought you said.
I'm just talking to my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Have a nice night.
Good cool. Thank you.
Good
thank
night,
you.
My
bye-bye.
Dear.
Peace out.
Okay. Peace out.
I know it's confusing. I know.
It is.
I know. You have to fight tooth and claw just to get to the show.
Don't
and then what? Then you're going up sand dunes and.
Form is emptiness, and emptiness is form. Form does not differ from emptiness, and emptiness does not differ from form. That's what the Heart Sutra says.
And if you do take that to heart, you've got a few things that you might have figured out. But the people who haven't figured it out will call
844-4-5-5
and try to. And here's Michael Pepe.
No, he's not there.
Really? Okay, I'm so
sorry. That draft caller left a MacGuffin under the mixing board.
Okay. Well, you know, Bob Nelson's body is there, so.
No, you wouldn't have noticed that because
we don't notice
the nature of the MacGuffin.
We don't notice it, and I can prove it.
Where is that MacGuffin?
Now the audience is well aware of the MacGuffin under the mixing board.
I'm gonna find that MacGuffin.
You guys have just found of disinformation.
I know, thank you. We are amazing.
What'd she say?
She said we're just amazing.
Just incredible.
We're the just most amazing thing on the radio.
Well, that may be true. But we'll try not to act like it too much. Try not to
represent
that.
I don't want this to go to my head.
I don't want it to go to my head either now. But it is going to my head. I'm starting to feel a little bloated in my head. I'm getting head bloat.
You're going to have to, like, aspirate your head?
Yeah.
Well, this is the only guy that...
Maybe we can rework the economy, the home economy pump, into be a head aspirator.
Like that guy. See, and music in the future will only be from the head.
Yeah.
If you live in Denver... And it has a list of things it fixes.
That's cool. What does it do? It really does fix your head, huh?
Yeah, it fixes everything south of the head, I think.
Music from the future.
I told you, it's guaranteed.
Man.
Just all you have to do is buy some.
How's it sound? Have you heard any of it yet? Any good?
Yeah.
Let's listen to some music from the future. So this is music that actually, from today's perspective, hasn't even been composed or thought of yet, right?
Right. It doesn't even exist in your hand.
It doesn't even exist in my hand. It has to be brought in from the future.
Yeah, it has to be.
After we're gone.
After the composed the in a of the time house is destroyed.
From thousands of years in the future.
Yeah, and the humans are free after, only after the old way is destroyed. Now we go back into the future. Can you see the future?
Yeah. Hello? Hello? Why won't this phone work?
Can you get that?
I'm trying to answer it, but it just won't quit ringing.
Oh, that phone only can be answered at the end time.
That's good. So it's not really the end time.
Yeah, we don't really know until somebody answers that phone.
We don't really know who it is.
Well, that's re-encouraging.
I think you don't want to know who it is until the end time.
That's undiscouraging. Yeah, that's really undiscouraging. It really doesn't suck much.
Anti-suck.
Yeah, it could be semi-slack.
Semi-slack? What would that be?
Semi-slack is like... It's sort of stuck in between slack and non-slack.
Wow, semi-slack. Never even thought of that.
Yeah. That's a new concept.
Semi-slack. Is that like what goes in your coffee?
Yeah, it's sort of like coffee creamer that's made out of milk solids, but not really real milk.
Right.
Shape of cubes.
It does give you a little bit of that creamer effect, but not, it's not real cream, and you know it. And you know if one of your friends who's really into organic stuff caught you putting that fake stuff in there?
Oh, my God.
They would really chastise you.
I'm reminded of Carl Sagan whenever I hear this.
Chastise you and mercy. No, this is the music from the future.
This is music from the future. Carl Sagan's not even born yet.
You have this.
Oh, it's Brian Eno.
It's not Brian Eno.
It's Brian Eno.
Brian Eno.
No, this is Carl not Sagan. Brian Eno. Ego.
I once saw Brian Eno drive a tank through a supermarket window.
Oh man, that's great.
I once saw.
Was he mad?
Not Susie and the Banshees.
She's pissed off.
What's Williams? What's her name? Williams drive a
Wendy O. Williams.
Wendy Williams.
I saw Wendy O. Williams drive a tractor
Cadillac.
To a house. No, big old tractor.
Yeah. Did you know that?
It was one of the first MTV videos, and Biff was a camera guy on it. So I went down and watched her wreck a whole house with a tractor.
She going over, and it would be say, "Wow."
Yeah, she was something else. That's for sure.
He was right. It's Brian Eno.
You get the artist prize, caller. You correctly picked Brian Eno, even though we said no, it's not Brian Eno.
Well,
it really is Brian Eno, and you are correct.
It really is
so
music from the future.
We're going to apologize publicly. We're sorry.
Well,
we're sorry we accused you.
It's
of being
okay.
A stinking liar. A filthy liar.
I was sorry he was ever born and made me feel this badly.
You were.
Yeah,
still
that's
sorry
what I was
that.
Sorry about. No, I wasn't. Yeah.
No, you weren't sorry for being wrong,
no,
right?
No, man, no.
No, I'm
no
sorry
way.
That I broke my nail playing the rotten clavichord.
Yeah.
Well, we
that's
can't
one
help
of the
you
reasons
there.
That Brian Eno quit playing.
I can fix it with a little super glue.
Yeah. Well, super glue, eh?
It's a sad Brian Eno. Mm.
I find it uplifting.
But don't you want to think about the future?
Well,
In the future, if I could copulate delicately amongst Mesozoic ferns in the Sovereign Botanical Gardens, I'll be happy.
And here you are now.
Here I am now, riding a squadron.
Yeehaw! Begin copulation this time.
So this is the copulation cue?
Yeah, well, we're watching him do that.
Oh, okay.
We have no corporeal bodies to use in that
way. That's what that is. I couldn't figure out what that was.
That's the iconic Overman head. That's all we could do for now. There we go. And see, what we've got is a giant pinball game the size of a city block.
What did that caller mean by a MacGuffin?
He meant Michael Pape. He meant Michael Pepin.
Who knows?
That's where he's from. That's how they say maybe Michael Pepin.
I once heard Alfred Hitchcock refer to a MacGuffin.
Yeah, it's probably better that you don't talk about that, okay?
He was a real sadist, you know.
Michael Pepe? Yeah, I know.
No. Alfred Hitchcock.
Well, that's just for editing purposes. And now...
Although Michael...
Well, you know, sadism is a subjective term.
Now, Michael Pepe's sadism coven.
You know, some people like to tease a little bit. And their teasing is seen as sadistic.
And see, at the edge of
but
the...
But it's only a form of love. Don't forget that the teasing was only done to individuals.
At the edge of the gathering was Michael Pepe and his black robes. And he's spouting pseudo-religious garbage. Oh, man. Is that a new thing?
Yeah.
It looks like an updated cred... Dang. I'm thinking about the donuts now.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
The hard-boiled eggs that sit perfectly in the donuts.
It's going to be like 30 minutes from now.
Awesome. It will wake everybody up, the donuts.
Have you ever seen a motivational poster that changed your life, that motivated you to actually, that was really and truly inspirational, that motivated you to change something about your life? Have you ever seen one of those?
That's crazy talk.
And if so, what would it be? And you don't actually have to have seen one in real life. You can just imagine that if you did see one that actually changed your life, what would it actually say?
So we're using our imagination to make up one?
Yeah, to make up one that you can imagine would be something that you would even like to see, potentially. And doesn't involve any ass shaving. You don't have to shave
that
your
ass. Is not very motivational, my friend.
Huh. So is that your answer? It's not motivational?
Well, that's not an actual answer. That's not what you're looking for, so I would say no. But as far as motivation is concerned, dessert always is a prime motivator.
That's true. Pie being
why am I here right now?
Dessert.
Because of the donuts. Duh.
I wish they had pie there.
Oh,
I
that would be awesome.
We could suggest to them to
get some pie.
To increase the pie quote.
Well,
I'm
going to get some.
You know,
kind
we need to do.
Thing
I think we better get our story straight before we go there and make sure that we like have like one pie that we're going to. You know, because we don't want to say like you should make 12 different flavors of pie.
No, but what if we just make like a fried pie and it's just
fried
a
pie.
Small pie? You know.
You know what? Make a donut pie, a pie that consists of donuts.
I'm making that donut pie
apricot
with the phone.
Fried pies is what I say.
Donut pie.
Did you know when you shave your ass, you shave your life away?
Is that your motivational poster?
Yes.
Okay, great.
That's my motivational poster for the day.
When you shave, what? How does it go again?
When you shave your ass, you shave your life away.
You shave. Yes, okay. Yes. Yes, yes, I will, yes.
A little bit at a time.
I will do this.
There's Maggie Bond again.
Are you watching the YouTubes?
No.
Oh, that she's in your mind?
The Maggie Bond YouTube jealousy secrets are revealed, too. Did you see that?
You're reading a paper?
No.
What kind of media are you engulfing, absorbing right now?
Oh,
I'm looking at the YouTube.
There they go. There they go.
Thus the
little colors
is revealed.
Little colors. It was funny, the show.
So did you call?
848-4255.
Or did you not?
Did you not call?
Did you just think about it?
Did you let the earth go to waste?
You just wasted the earth.
Did you hate Mother Earth by not calling the show?
Yeah, you hated Mother Earth. But you didn't.
I don't understand how you
proof of your
that.
Hatred is you didn't call the show.
You did not call.
You're just sitting there, not participating in anything, lying there, wasting,
if you get my meaning.
Wasting the air that you're breathing when somebody else, a poor person, could breathe that air. I can't believe you're so selfish. It's mortifying. Amazing. To be in a culture, people so selfish.
This is totally not a cult, my friend.
They think that the air that they breathe is better than the air that I breathe. Or that you breathe.
The air that I breathe is the best air ever.
Second notice that the
back
warranty
on
your automobile is
about
to expire.
Really? Oh,
man. To get more coverage for your automobile.
I'm probably going to have to leave the show, you guys. I have to go get more coverage for
your
warranty or something. I don't know. Just whatever they say, I got to go.
Just for your automobile.
Yeah.
That's the best.
I don't even have an automobile.
That's a good motivational poster. Just do what they say.
Do what they say. You know, whoever calls...
Adapt or die.
Words.
Here's your motivational poster. Adapt or die.
We just do whatever you say.
You have two choices.
You can adapt.
And they are.
Adapt or die.
Or you can die.
Right.
Right. That's pretty much
you
it.
If you don't adapt, you will die.
Yeah, you die.
If you don't die, you will have adapt. So change is inevitable.
Change. Here we are.
Change is inevitable because time happens and we perceive it. And as long as that happens, then we will die a little bit each day.
You know what, though?
Adapt.
What?
Adapt to dying.
You guys are so behind the times, man.
Dude.
If you'd been alive in the 90s, you would know that Sheryl Crow told me, tomorrow never dies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tomorrow doesn't die. Tomorrow is always there waiting for us. Beckoning us into the future, saying, come on, little sub-genius. Come on, little sub-genius. Come on up here into the future. And just as you get there, tomorrow is gone once again into the next day. Just like Cheryl says, she's waiting for you. And she's fascination's got a lure. For your return. How you tease, how you leave me. Ready to tickle your little fancy.
Does this have to do with hot pants somehow?
Cheryl Crow's hot pants.
Cool. The
power of I saw her dancing at the inauguration.
Who did? Who, Cheryl Crow?
Yeah, she was rocking out at the inauguration.
Yeah. Good for her.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
But I heard that Jennifer Aniston had to sell her $8 million house and get like a $5 million house.
Really?
She's dead. Yeah.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Wow. She's got to be loaded.
News. That's well,
no,
important. But it's
news you can use.
Forget if it makes
she's
sense.
She's got to be loaded.
The bottom
loaded.
Line is, what a bummer for her to do that.
Exponentially
think how hard
loaded.
That is.
Never
think
dies.
How hard that was for her, though, and how hard it is on her
that doesn't
to
make any sense.
Adjust to that.
Yeah, it doesn't
she's
make
like
any sense.
That does
get,
not add up.
She's
yeah, got to
live
you know
like
she is just too big for
she's
that.
She's got to live like
40%
smaller
Let's
than she
go
used to.
Internet-ing.
Tomorrow, it never comes.
When is tomorrow well,
Jennifer
be?
Aniston,
it just dribbles out the
you know, she has a tough life. She's always on the covers of those magazines.
That's what I'm saying, is you don't do that and you don't not get paid.
But I saw her on GQ and she was hot.
Well, that was Photoshop.
Did you see her through a splitter lens?
Whew. I don't know, man. Splitter, blitter.
No, Twitter. I think it's Twitter you're talking
Twitter
about.
Lens.
Yeah, follow me.
Twitter
follow me.
Lens.
Now, what is this Twitter?
It's another social media networking, blah,
tittering?
Blah, blah. But you can only type like 125
best thing to do is go
characters.
Lisa Nova and watch Twitter Girl.
Time.
Is that one of the five?
Lisa Nova, she's always out there.
Go hit up Twitter Girl and you'll understand immediately what Twitter is all about. Follow me.
Is it funny?
Forgot to wipe.
Well, I called her. I
liked her.
Forgot
I saw some
wipe.
Earlier yeah. stuff, so...
She's
I just haven't been
She's
following
always good
her,
at finding
so,
the,
yeah.
the center of things.
I thought I could have my change.
And eat it, too. I know, but
She's
you can't.
Funny.
Not on the show. Not on 844.
She's very prolific, change. Too.
Yeah, I like her. Oh, no. I'm thinking of Paper Lilies. Did a thing about Maprica.
She does this goofy TV radio thing, too.
Yeah.
Like,
wait,
we're,
I gotta,
we're on the radio
I gotta decode.
Did you know we're on the radio now?
I'm trying to decode
what?
This number.
Without change, I can't.
We're on the radio?
Yeah. Yeah, we're out live right now. We have been
Let
for about an hour and a half.
Oh, no. Oh.
Wait a second, this...
Man. Now what do we do?
Sink. Show. A bunch more show.
I'm telling you.
A ton more show. I know you're counting on us as we're doing show.
Really you could go to... You could go
this,
to...
I think this show can listen with apparent interest to children practicing scales.
Really?
But
we try to penetrate your dura mater... Softly.
Truly, truly.
I don't see anything in the Wikipedia about Aniston and her house.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, man, YouTube's the new Wikipedia.
She's a supporter of many charity foundations.
If you punch in YouTube, you
she's
would find
totally
you would
hot,
see
man.
Videos of her moving her home around.
She's raising
totally
money
hot.
For an orphanage in Tijuana.
She, yeah,
she's
you
so hot
YouTube,
she can pick her house up and move it.
And she can make it smaller. She downsized it from $8 million to like
because it's
$6
million. The green thing to do.
You just scrape half of it off.
That makes her
And then you put a gasifier
smaller.
In the backyard.
Gasifier.
But think about it.
That's
she's,
what she
look
needs.
Look how much sacrifice. That's a lot of sacrifice.
That's why she
for
gave up those
person.
$3 million worth of monies because she got a gasifier.
Dear
so
Jennifer Aniston,
she throws away. Now
you
she's
get a gasifier.
A lot of people
love Jeff.
Love her.
Okay, did she email
of what
back
she
yet?
Does.
No, I'm
okay.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, okay.
I'm waiting.
I'm gonna
have some ice cream while I'm waiting.
Dear
here.
Jennifer Aniston, get a gasifier
now.
You're gonna have to establish a rococo nerve lattice.
Did you ever see that Rammstein video where the guy is playing the organ and it's burning? He's like burning, he's playing it and it's just on fire.
What is the song?
You ever see that Emerson, Lake and Palmer video
Rammstein.
Where the piano player sits down and does a solo and then the piano flies out over the audience and twirls around with him still playing the whole time?
Rick Wakeman.
Yeah, Rick Wakeman. And that's on film. It's
Rick?
Pretty fun to watch.
Wakeman.
Rick Wakeman and I used to feed raspberries.
All the people that were on drugs in that audience who suddenly were faced with an enormously complicated visual.
Speaking of drugs, it's 4:40.
Yeah, it's 4:40. What about 7:20?
What happens at 4:40?
I don't know. I think
like
you supercharged your engine
happens,
or something.
Yeah,
that's where you take
something
this
happens,
bucket
something.
Of pills.
Something's got to happen.
Here, here's your bucket of pills,
right,
and
thanks.
Here's my
Here
bucket
we go.
Of pills.
I think in 20 minutes we have to jump out of this show craft with the bucket of pills.
Can I get a cover for that bucket?
Yep, pull it in. Pull it back.
See, we're coming down through the ionosphere now. A little stall. All right, we're stalling. I got it.
Measles can kill prostate cancer.
Wow, let's get measles.
News you can use.
Suddenly I had measles.
Do they do that by killing the prostate, right?
No.
Amazing. Amazing. So how do they do that? That's all you got to say.
Virotherapy can effectively infect, replicate in, and kill prostate cancer cells, I believe is what it's going to say here. I'm following up on the news you can use.
Kicking off again. Did you notice that?
Yep.
Kicked itself right off. I thought we fixed that. I thought we fixed that in a previous show.
The all better show. The show that was all new. The show that was, it was on flashcard rather than tape net. Show with no night vision. Show with lots of chroma in it.
Huh.
Show with good resolution. Show that didn't make you dizzy. Maybe it did make you dizzy, I don't know.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely a better version, that's for sure, than the old, version they used to play on acoustic instruments, that same song.
That show Unplugged thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know who
now, have you ever seen, like, the worst American Idol videos out there on YouTube? Those are kind of funny. Saw your fail.
Yeah,
your
like
fail,
the,
I went to fail blog. So
yeah, fail good. Blog steals everybody's fails and puts them on there. It's a nice, nice pile of fail. See it, then that one does the one thing, you know, does the one thing.
Yeah.
The Subgenius dating game.
Yeah.
Everybody pitch this thing to Stang. The Subgenius community
music.
Channel. Yeah, and this is just sample
Hold
music.
Me.
Just,
me.
Bob days a week. I think it is. I think it is. It's just sample music. We'll just use this until we get some real stuff written.
I think this is better than the Beatles version.
Praise Bob, dear friend. It's me, Jerry Jeff Collar.
Jerry Jeff Collar.
Indeed. Dr. Hell there today.
No,
Jerry Jeff Collar is back.
He's far away. Yeah, he's right here. You can speak to the Overman.
Oh, no, really? Right on.
Say it, brother.
Yeah, well, let's see here. Just discovered that a famous television comic is actually a member of the Church of the Subgenius.
And who might that be? Name dropper.
Well,
go ahead.
Who it was. But does the name Stephen Colbert mean anything? Colbert mean anything to him?
Yeah, he's the super genius. He stole this whole subgenius thing to call himself super genius because he was too scared to be a subgenius.
You know, anybody who can speak so knowledgeably about the church has got to be a member.
Yeah, I would think he's probably a long time. We probably made him what he is today.
Also, can you tell
Church and the subgenius?
Can you
we meaning just euphemistic?
Can you tell us when Ivan Stang was on the Stephen Colbert's Bosses show?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's when he got his pamphlet.
That's where Subdini started to ooze its way into the... Stephen Colbert was only a writer for the other guy's show.
Really?
And Ivan Stang smashed the watch. No, I'm telling you, you have to guess. It's pretty easy. He's famous now.
Yeah.
He's a big famous guy on cable.
So see?
His initials are JS.
What's that? Well, anyway.
Jack.
So
Simpson?
No.
John.
How is that?
Sir. John. John Simpson.
Johnson, yeah.
John
Sam. Samuelson.
John San.
John Simonston.
John Samuelson.
John.
John John.
What's his name? John.
John John?
No, he actually does something now.
John John. Kennedy from Subgenius. Well,
John. Well, that answers it. No,
yeah,
it's not that.
Answers right there.
What is it?
Wow. So, when's next revival out here?
Probably, I don't know, maybe sometime. Who knows? We don't have revivals too often anymore.
Yeah, they kind of wind up with people going crazy and...
doing too much church air.
Yeah, too bad thing.
What happened at the last one?
Church air.
Oh, okay. Say no more.
Say no more.
Why do you keep recreating the same reality?
Why do you keep creating the same reality?
Well, I just want you to know.
Why do you keep getting the same job?
Why shouldn't we?
After all,
why do humans keep creating the same reality? I might ask that on a larger level.
Oh, it's because, frankly, they feel kind of...
Why do we keep having the same relationships?
Reality.
Yeah, why do we have the same relationship?
Who is this guy? I want to get to know this guy.
In this infinite sea of potentials that exist around us, how come we keep creating the same
Steve
reality?
Pavlina?
So we can show on another video.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on Monday.
Where?
104.1 Berkeley Liberation Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm supposed to be doing a talk show, but I usually end up playing flat and so forth. I don't know if it means anything to you, but you can't recut.
So eventually, they found their way back
to our daily lives.
They were able to enter that new
creator
world.
We have no control.
Yeah, Dr. Hal, wouldn't it be great when he's back?
Yeah, where's he off to?
He's off to, you know, he goes to his famous places.
That the external
he's
world
in, he's in great demand because he's a this famous raconteur.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It says,
so,
what's
yeah, we're all we'll proud of our friend, us. Dr. Hal. He's in New York right now. And he's, I think he's at the Oscars or something.
So,
he's at the Video Music Awards and some kind of other fancy high buck deal where he gets to go to parties with famous people and eat fancy food, you know. He's got to be careful there, but yeah, he eats the fancy food and then they stay at a hotel and drinks and things, you know.
So, tell me,
to acknowledge the
am I having
to acknowledge the place where we really have choice?
Yes, this is Philo.
Right on.
To acknowledge mind.
Well, maybe sometime we'll be able to actually come on the show if you'll invite me.
That might, that could happen. See, I was a listener of the show for many years, and now I'm a member of the show.
A perspective expressed, we say that somebody
I'm actually one of the show co-hosts now.
Yeah, is Gary Gabrokrim still there?
He does make an appearance about once every year or two, but
yeah,
he's not a regular, as regular as he was, except in, of course, the famous intros to the show, which rehashed some of the show past and show future, much like that song you heard earlier, which actually did come from the future.
Yeah, our music from the future, that's what you hear on this show.
And now you guys have weird hours, and you're from 1-3 to 5.
They're only weird to you humans.
Well, it used to be like about 4:30 to 6 a.m.
Yeah, that was the other weird old show. It probably never happened, though.
Of course, that was on early Saturday. Now it's an altogether different show.
Yep. It's totally different now.
Totally
don't you think it's different?
What, I thought
what do you think makes it so different
now? For me,
is it that we actually ask questions now and we want to know why the show's different?
Which seems
that
now
makes it more different. Before we didn't care why so much why it was different. Now we have this like peculiar interest in the reasons why it's different. We don't even know why that either.
Probably have a lot about dinosaurs too. But,
well, and Dr. Hal here is here. The dinosaur talk content does increase exponentially.
Yeah. And now you're living out here.
Yes, I live in the local Bay Area in one of the small towns in the local Bay Area.
Well, cool. Maybe you can show up to.